Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Two left to play, and there's Wall down the lane again for two.
Leaning three again. Oh, the deep ball buries it. Drops it to Wood. Oh, and he slams it home.
And we are back once again with another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis, along with my partner in crime.
Former Rocket, Joaquin Hawkins. Hope everyone is doing well today. CD, man, what's on the menu today? We got a lot to talk about.
Yes, sir, we do have a lot to talk about. And before I let everybody know what's on the menu today, I want to remind everyone to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. So tonight, the Rockets will attempt to end a 3-game losing streak as they take on the Detroit Pistons inside Little Caesars Arena tonight at 6 o'clock. That is when tip-off is scheduled to begin. And while I still believe that this team has a bright future ahead of them, Hawk and listeners, things are not looking so good for our Rockets as of now. In addition to riding a 3-game losing streak, the Houston Rockets are currently sitting 4-9 on the season, and they have only one road win so far. And the Pistons are just as bad of a team as the Rockets are right now. They are coming into this game with a 3-11 record. And, you know, I hate to say it, this is probably one of those games I don't want to watch because I know the quality of basketball might not be that great. But, of course, I got to stick to my job and stick to my work and, you know, keep everyone provided on everything that's going on with the Rockets. And speaking of everything that's going on with the Rockets, tonight starts a back-to-back. Not only are they playing against the Pistons tonight, but they will be taking on the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. And Christian Wood will be likely out for both of these two games. As we know, he sprained his ankle in the game against the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday. And it just seems like one thing after another is hurting this team. So on today's show, we're going to talk about, is it injuries? Is it the lack of chemistry? Or is it due to the fact that this team is not talented enough? It's part of the reason why they have struggled out the gate so far. And speaking of Christian Wood, DeMarcus Cousins is expected to be the starter for the Rockets tonight at center. And with that being said, I want to do a deep dive into the struggles that we are seeing from DeMarcus Cousins so far. But before we get into everything, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. If you are looking to place a bet on any of the sports going on, betonline.ag is the best place to lock it in. And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the Super Bowl, of the four remaining teams, it seems like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers are headed for a collision course in Tampa Bay. So I'm pretty sure you're going to be watching Championship Sunday this week. So why not make the games just a little bit more interesting in a way that can help add a little bit more money to your bank account? From game spreads and totals to teams, players, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there is always an online casino as well. It never closes. So head on over to BetOnline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's BetOnline.ag. Sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to take a quick second to shout out Houston Rockets big man DeMarcus Cousins. Did you guys know he had his own comedy show? It's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. My wife and I had an opportunity to watch it over the holidays, and it was hilarious. Steph Curry, along with several other NBA players, were in the crowd getting roasted. Mike Epps was the host, and it featured some other funny comedians, including Gary Owens and Carlos Miller. It's streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and it's also available for free on 2Bit TV. Go check it out. Once again, it's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. In the 109-103 loss to the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday, Christian Wood sustained a sprained ankle a little bit before halftime, and he was actually advised not to return to the game, but Christian Wood is really taking the mantle as being the face of this franchise, giving this franchise his all. He ended up finishing the game, and he played really well, as he has been this whole entire season. We just heard from Steven Silas about an hour or so ago before we got on the mic today. And Steven Silas said that Christian Wood is very questionable for tonight's game. He did not practice on Thursday, and there is a good possibility that not only is he going to miss tonight's game against the Pistons, but he's also going to miss Saturday's game against the Dallas Mavericks. Hawk, listeners, as I mentioned before, it seems like the Houston Rockets, every single problem that you can think of, the Rockets have been hit with through this first month of the season. They start the season off. Their first game got postponed due to COVID-19 protocol. You have the fiasco going on with James Harden. John Wall is currently out. Daniel House is currently out. And now, to make matters even worse, you have arguably your best player who has basically been your best player this whole entire season, Christian Wood. He is also likely out for the next two games. And not only do the Rockets have to go out there and play without Wood, but they're going to have to pick up the slack. Somebody who is currently averaging 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game to start off the season. So, Hawk, I'm going to share my thoughts on everything right now, but there's a lot going on with this team. But
yeah.
When you look at the problems that you saw with the Rockets, especially their last game on Wednesday, do you feel like the problem that we are seeing is due to the injuries that's causing the lack of chemistry? Or do you believe that at the end of the day, this team just isn't talented enough?
Ooh, CD, man, it seems like the Grinch is hanging over the Rockets right now, man. It seems like every time that they feel that they're taking a step forward, they take two or three steps back. The one thing I am going to say, I'm not going to say it's the talent, because you're seeing these games and it's not like they're getting blown out. So that's showing that the talent is there. I do love their grit, because I think at one point against the Suns, they were down 15, 16 points, but they clawed their way back. And so it shows that they do have some fight. I think part of the issue is that definitely chemistry. They don't have a free-flowing offense right now. And I think that has a lot to do with players getting used to the system. I think it also has a lot to do with all the players are not available at the same time. With Wall not playing, he's a big part of the team, obviously. So it just seemed like a lot of small factors that are adding up to be big issues right now for the Rockets. So I'm definitely not going to say this. It's the talent. I think it is more so the chemistry.
And I 100% agree with you, Hawk. I do believe that it's also the chemistry. And I know it seems like every time you and I come on the show, we talk about chemistry, chemistry, chemistry when we talk about these Rockets. And the reason why, part of the reason why I'm talking about chemistry, and it's part of the reason why I'm going to rely on that theory just a little bit more now, is due to the fact that you no longer have James Harden. And when you see teams who do not have a superstar player, but they are still able to go out there and win games and be a playoff team and go out there and possibly upset a team in the playoffs and get to the second round. And every now and then you might get a Cinderella story where they might get to the conference finals. But I say all that just to say, when you have a team that do not have a superstar player, they rely heavily upon their chemistry and camaraderie. And that is something that the Houston Rockets do not have right now. Because when you take a look at this roster, once again, none of these guys are James Harden or whatever top 10 player you want to throw out there today. The Rockets, I mean, they probably don't even have a top 20 player on their roster right now. But when you take a look at Christian Wood, Victor Oladipo, Eric Gordon, when he's healthy, he's still showing what he's able to do. You take a look at from the what we talked about on our last installment of Believe in the Rockets, how the undrafted rookies like Mason Jones and Jayshon Tate, how these guys has been able to step up. You can see that the talent is there, and no disrespect to John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. You know, those guys are just as talented as well. But what this team really needs is chemistry. To prove my point a little bit further when I talk about the chemistry, I just want to take you guys back to the 2019 season and take a look at the Los Angeles Clippers. This was a team that did not have a superstar. I don't even believe they had a top 25 player on their team. And they were able to finish the year 48-34, and they pushed the Golden State Warriors. And I'm talking about the unstoppable Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant, with Steph Curry, with Klay Thompson, with Draymond Green. They was able to push that team to 6 games in the first round. And 2 of those games, and I know one of them, they actually came back from like a 20-point deficit. And I remember I was sitting there and I was listening to Patrick Beverly talk, and he talked about, yes, although we don't have a top 10 player on this team, they find a way to win with their grit, and they also find a way to win due to their camaraderie and chemistry that they have developed over the season. And when I look at this Rockets team, that is what I see. I see a team that has a lot of grit in them. Hawk, as you alluded to, you know, you take a look at these first couple of games throughout the season, there's probably 3 games that you can say the Rockets completely laid an egg, and 2 out of those 3 games came against the Los Angeles Lakers, and we know why that ended up going that way. But this team is still talented. But when you take a look at the fact that majority of the players all were not together for training camp, you had the fiasco going on with James Harden at the start of the season, and even now you had all these issues going on with COVID-19. You make this big major trade. You bring in a solid talent in Victor Oladipo, and not only is he trying to get accustomed to his new teammates and trying to get accustomed and create a 1-2 punch with Christian Wood, but he's also trying to get accustomed to a new system in Steven Silas. And if there is anybody who knows how a non-superstar team can win games is Victor Oladipo. You take a look at the work that he was able to do in Indiana over the past 3 years. I mean, hell, his Pacers team took a LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers team, I believe I want to say that was 2018, to 7 games. Victor Oladipo knows what it takes and how important chemistry is. And he even talked about that following Wednesday's loss. And he even said it, that this is a huge adjustment to him. And the worst part about it, they don't have the normal extra time to find that chemistry. The Rockets are playing every other day. And over these next 48 hours, they have a back-to-back.
Right. And I think that's probably the best thing they have going for themselves, is that they don't have too many days off where of course they don't have any practice time, but you know, at this time you got to get wins, you got to get W's, and the only way you can do that is by playing games. With Victor O, you know, I'm looking to see him do a little bit more in the near future, obviously getting the chemistry together with the team. I really hope DeMarcus can come into his own. You know, the fact that Christian Woods is going to be out for the next couple of games, it's the perfect opportunity. I'm sure that, you know, he wants to prove himself coming back, you know, from his injury. He hasn't been able to do that consistently yet this season, just because the opportunity has not been there. But it will be there. It will be there for the next couple of games. And, you know, hopefully they can get Christian back sooner than later. But, you know, every player on the Rocket team is going to have to really lock in and really come into their own, because right now all they have is each other.
And before moving on, I do want to tell you guys about KansasCitySteaks.com. With a new year comes tons of big games and sports. With big games, you need big steaks. Kansas City Steaks has the cuts you crave to celebrate the playoffs and, of course, the very big game itself. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and save up to $25 on combos perfect for game day. Plus, get free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout. And while you're there, do not forget to check out the Snap Pack Combo that features some small plates with big flavor, mini beef Wellington steak burger sliders, mac and cheese melts, and of course, shrimp wrapped in bacon. Hawk, I don't know about you, but I think I'm getting hungry, and I'm really about to go check out this website. I promise you I am. Every order is flash frozen delivery directly to your home, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Basically, every cut of steak imaginable, plus appetizers, desserts, barbecue, and so much more. Again, go to KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and use promo code BELIEVE. Once again, that's BLEAV at checkout for free shipping. Kansas City Steaks, big games, big tastes.
It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
And speaking of DeMarcus Cousins, as I mentioned, and Steven Silas actually said this during his media availability following yesterday's practice, that in an event that Christian Wood does not play, 9 times out of 10, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be the starting center. Now, DeMarcus Cousins has been the most puzzling piece to the Houston Rockets so far this season. Prior to the season, I'm not going to lie, I was really excited about his arrival. I mean, at one time, you're talking about arguably, if not the best big man who was dominating the game. He comes to Houston, and it's either he starts the game off good and he gets ejected, or he gets a decent amount of playing time and he's looking like a complete shell of his former self. Now, I know some of you listeners might hear that statement and say, well, Cody, what did you expect? I hope you were not expecting DeMarcus Cousins to come here and be the guy that he was in Sacramento and New Orleans prior to his injuries. Well, listeners, I want to tell you guys, I was not expecting that version of DeMarcus Cousins. However, the version that I was expecting is still a hell of a lot better than what I'm seeing right now. And I don't want to say that DeMarcus is no longer a good player, because I believe if he gets the right opportunity, it's going to show. However, I'm starting to think that the Rockets is not the opportunity that DeMarcus Cousins need, because the reality of the situation, the Rockets play a 5-out offense. And yes, DeMarcus Cousins can knock the 3-ball down, but he is not a guy that I want taking 5 to 7 3-point shots a game. And you take a look at the last two games, this man has gone 0-for-7 from behind the arc. And I'm looking at it from a standpoint and I'm saying, well, maybe Steven Silas should think about using DeMarcus Cousins in a post-up a little bit more. While that might be tempting, I'm wondering, maybe DeMarcus Cousins do not have what it takes to be that dominant low post presence anymore. And, you know, before I give it off to you, Hawk, I do want to mention, you know, when DeMarcus Cousins was in the prime of his career in Sacramento and New Orleans, that's when the game started shifting from more of a 5-out offense. We saw what James Harden and the Rockets were able to do during the mid to late 2010s. And the same thing can be said for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, how they was able to make the 3-point shot the most valuable shot in basketball. DeMarcus Cousins was able to still be that inside presence, but he started expanding his game. However, over the last 3 to 4 seasons, the game has evolved even more to the point where it's basically taboo to have your big man post up unless your name Joel Embiid and you're dropping 42-10 on the Boston Celtics. But DeMarcus Cousins, he spent the last 4 years rehabbing, and I think now that is starting to take an effect on his game.
When I was in the league, you know, we had the era of the big man. You had Shaq, you had Yao, just finished the era with Hakeem Olajuwon. And today's era, you know, the players are a little bit more athletic. A lot of 3-balls are being shot, you know, from 1 all the way through to 5, man. And so I would never say that DeMarcus is not a good player, because obviously, you know, he's in the league for a reason. He has the experience. He does have an injury that he's trying to come back from. But I'm going to say, just as a former player, I know players, I know when I was playing, you gain confidence by getting touches. And even if he's not shooting the ball, you know, every time down the court, just being able to get a feel of the ball, get the ball in your hands, is going to give you some confidence. And I think that's been one thing that he's been lacking with the Rockets, because all the other pieces are trying to fit. You know, you got new players on the team, so everyone is having a chance to get the ball in their hands. And with him not getting as many opportunities, he's probably been one of the players that have gotten the least amount of touches. So, you know, unfortunately, hopefully Christian Woods will be able to play. But if he's not going to play, this will be the perfect opportunity for DeMarcus to at least get some touches. Because once you get the ball in your hand, your confidence is raising. You're taking more opportunities. You're getting the feel of what you can and cannot do. And I think that will be just part of where his success will come from.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because Steven Silas also spoke on the struggles that DeMarcus Cousins has been going through. And he said that he truly believed that it's just due to the fact that DeMarcus Cousins is not used to coming off the bench. He said Cousins has never in his career came off the bench and took on a role as a reserve player. DeMarcus Cousins, and Hawk, you could attest to this more than I can. DeMarcus Cousins as a starter, or when you get used to that starter, that starting role, you get used to setting the tempo of the game. You're getting used to setting the tone of the game. Versus as a reserve, you're coming in and not only are you trying to get yourself into the rhythm, but you're also trying to find the tone of the game. And what drew my interest when Steven Silas talked about that, I instantly thought about Carmelo Anthony, because a lot of people gave him a lot of flack about him not wanting to come off the bench. And I remember I was watching this interview with Melo, and Melo straight up said, you know, it's not, you can't tell a guy, especially a guy who has started for a majority, if not their whole entire career, you cannot just tell them all of a sudden one day, okay, you're coming off the bench. And that's what he was talking about. Melo said, I'm used to setting the tone and the tempo of the game and having somebody come behind me in helping the role of the game versus it being vice versa. And I truly believe that is what's going on with DeMarcus Cousins, because just like Melo, he is somebody who was once called to set the tone for the game, and now he's being called upon to do the complete opposite. And these next two games is going to really tell the future of DeMarcus Cousins. Because I do want to remind everybody that at the end of the day, this man is still playing on a non-guaranteed contract. And given how dismantled this team has been, I don't see a situation where Raphael Stone will void the rest of his contract. However, I want to see DeMarcus Cousins play a factor, because I know this man can still do it. And hopefully he could find his rhythm starting tonight against the Detroit Pistons. I mean, this is the perfect game for him to do that. But at the same time, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of DeMarcus is not that offensive force that he once was. And defensively, this man is really starting to be a defensive liability. Because in that game against the Phoenix Suns, all it took was a switch for him to step outside the paint, and it was an easy bucket, no matter who he was guarding.
Yeah, as I said, man, this day and age, it's a different ball game now. And, you know, you got to adjust with the times. And, you know, with DeMarcus and his playing time right now, there is a different mentality coming off the bench. Obviously, in my career, I wasn't a starter. Actually, I started the first 10 games with the Rockets. Then the rest of the time I was there, I was reserved. And so your mentality is different. You know, obviously you want to make sure you can contribute when you're in the game, but when you're coming off the bench, I mean, you have a unique chance to look and see what the team needs. If you need more rebounding, more, more hustle, more attacking the basket. So you do have those things in mind when you're a reserve, but being a starter, you are the one, as you said, setting that tone. And, you know, DeMarcus, the last time he played before his injury, you know, he was getting, 30, 35 minutes a game. So he was used to, as you said, setting the tone and being that person that's initiating the offense, not getting the touches that he's accustomed to, not getting the opportunity that he's accustomed to. It's a big change, and a big change of even the mentality, because I'm sure his mind is like, I can do it. Just give me the opportunity. But right now, the way his productivity is not lining up with what the Rockets need. But love DeMarcus. I love his attitude. I love the fact that he's a no-nonsense guy. This is what this team needs. And I think the opportunity it's been waiting for him, and it's up to him now to take advantage of that, and I'm sure he will.
And as I mentioned, DeMarcus Cousins has a great chance to prove his worth, not only to the Houston Rockets, but to everyone, that he is still a talented player by taking on the Detroit Pistons tonight. As I mentioned, that game will begin at 6:00. As of right now, they are currently 3-11, and they are coming off a loss against the Atlanta Hawks, where they lost 123-115. Jeremy Grant, surprisingly, is their leading scorer, averaging 25 points per game. And to be honest with you, listeners and Hawk, the only time the Pistons actually win a game is when either Blake Griffin or Derrick Rose go back in time and drink a little bit of Michael Jordan's secret magic stuff. If you a big fan of Space Jam, you'll get that reference. The Rockets are going through a lot. Not only are they battling injuries, of course, as we know, John Wall and Daniel House, not only are they going to be out tonight and tomorrow, they will also most likely make their return next week, hopefully, especially for John Wall, as we prepare to take on the Washington Wizards. I believe that game is next Tuesday or Thursday, if I'm not making a mistake. However, but sticking with today's game, hopefully the Rockets can come away victorious. This is one of those games where they have to make sure they do everything possible to win, because not only can it end a three-game losing streak, but it can also possibly set a tone where we can start seeing a turnaround with the Rockets, because the guys who are going out there, minus John Wall, Christian Wolves, and Daniel House, is basically the team and the guys that that Steven Silas is going to be rolling with for the remainder of the season. However, yesterday was the birthday of Hakeem Olajuwon. The GOAT made 58 years old. So shout out to Hakeem Olajuwon and Hawk. Before I give my take on Hakeem, you know, with you being a former Rocket, especially playing with Steve Francis and Yao Ming, do you have any fun stories you would like to share about the great, the one and only Mr. Hakeem Olajuwon?
Hakeem Olajuwon, man. Let me first by saying happy belated birthday to the Dream. Always been one of my favorite, not only players, but obviously one of my favorite Rockets. Always made me proud to be a Rocket, because I always could say that I played in the same, had the same jersey on as one of the best centers of all time. So that's always been something I've been very proud of. I personally didn't get a chance to actually meet Hakeem, but when I was trying out for the Rockets and obviously doing my time there, he had his jersey retired. And his jersey was retired opening night, my first game as a Rocket. So I didn't get a chance to actually meet him. But I was able to shake his hand, and I was able to see his jersey go up in the Raptors. And so that's always something that I'm proud to say that I was a part of. And, you know, again, happy belated birthday to the Dream, one of the best centers of all time.
I have this discussion a lot with a lot of people, and I truly believe this. I believe Hakeem Olajuwon is the greatest center of all time. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, he's top five. He's for sure in the top 10. You have Shaq, you have Kareem, you have Wilt Chamberlain, you have Bill Russell. Why, those guys are great. And I'm talking about great in their own respective way. If somebody would ask me who is the greatest center of all time, I'm going to go with Hakeem Olajuwon, because Hakeem accomplished everything that Shaq, Russell, Wilt, and Kareem accomplished. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that separated him from those four guys is the fact that he did not play with another Hall of Fame type guard. And I know he played with Clyde Drexler, and yes, I understand he won with Drexler in 95, but that was not Clyde Drexler in his prime, and that was not Clyde Drexler when he was in Portland. That was a Clyde Drexler that was starting to get up there in age. And I take a look at everything that Hakeem accomplished. You take a look at Shaq. I mean, everything that Shaq accomplished, he did it with the great Kobe Bryant. And of course, he did it with Dwayne Wade. And early on in his career, he was able to do it with Penny Hardaway. You take a look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He did majority of his damage with Magic Johnson. And of course, early on in his career in Milwaukee, he did it with the great Oscar Robertson. Bill Russell, you had Bob Cousy. They always had a for sure Hall of Fame guard to play with. Hakeem Olajuwon didn't have that. And the fact that he won not one, but two championship rings says a lot about his greatness. And he did it in what I like to consider the most talented era in basketball. And I do believe if the Rockets were to take on the Chicago Bulls in 94 or 95, a little bit more in 94, I do believe the Rockets would have gave Jordan at least one loss in the finals.
Yeah, Hakeem and just his game itself, man, it transcended to what no one thought it could for a big guy. To be 7 feet, to have the quickness of a guard. His post moves were unstoppable. Obviously, he had the Dream Shake. I remember being a kid, you know, in my backyard trying to work on my Dream Shake. And I mean, even today, you know, a lot of people still remember just his style of play. He's one of the greatest. And there's no No question about that. That era was obviously a big difference from today's ball. You know, they didn't have as many big guys shooting 3-point shots, but you didn't have to. You had Hakeem Olajuwon that could still get 30, and it can be all post moves. And so that was the uniqueness of his game. That's how special he was as a player, you know, coming from a different country. I mean, he had so many different factors that were actually going against him, but he made the best out of it. And now he's going down as one of the all-time greats. So I always will tip my hat off to Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Once again, happy birthday to Hakeem Olajuwon. And with that being said, that concludes another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24.
And I am a former Rocket player, Joaquin Hawkins. You can follow me on Facebook at Joaquin Hawkins. You also can follow me on Instagram at CoachHawk247. That is CoachHawk247 on Instagram.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.